some thought to what and why we are here today. Amen. For saving our soul. Amen. If you would, turn with me to 2 Peter, the third chapter. And I think I want to read a few verses in 2 Peter. Also, we want to go to the Old Testament, to Deuteronomy. That would be Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And I'll read a few verses in Deuteronomy, starting probably with the 7th verse. Okay. 2 Peter 3. And we're going to read just a few verses out of that. I think I'm going to read 3, might read 1 through 14, 17, 18. And then we're going to read some passages from Deuteronomy 8. I think like 7 through 14. I think that's what I have. Like I say, we don't want to be with you very long because the weather is really bad. We don't want anybody to be out in the inclement weather if they don't have to be. Amen. Just want to talk about the coming of the Lord. Amen. The coming of the Lord. Amen. We talk about when we all get to heaven. We talk about what a joyful time we're going to have. We fantasize, we visualize, we want to be in heaven. That's why we come to church every Sunday, so that we can get right and get to heaven. But I just want to let you know that the coming of the Lord is soon and it is sure. Amen. Second Peter 3:1, it says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and by the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the water, whereby the word, the world that when was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved until the fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly man." "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day as with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Now I want you to pay attention to this next verse. It says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." All right, good, you keep going. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens shall be on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heaven and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Amen. We'll skip down to the 17th verse. It says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wickedness, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in peace, but grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. 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 Just reading those words out of the Bible should be enough to make you want to hold on to God's unchanging hand, as it was in the days of old. The Apostle Peter found it necessary, and this was only about 66 years after Christ had ascended and went back to heaven, that he was writing and talking about this.
Yes.
To stir up their minds. Amen. Because in those days, I believe they thought the Lord was coming right now.
Yeah,
he's coming right back.
Right.
He's coming to get us.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's
so
wild,
stir up your mind.
Yeah.
And so what more we as saints of God, it's been over 2,000 years.
Yes.
Just 2 days. But the people of God has always, I was talking last Sunday about how God had brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, how he brought them out with a mighty unstretched. He caused all the plagues to come upon Egypt.
Yes.
Made Pharaoh have a broken heart.
Yes.
Said, all right, y'all could go. Just get out of here.
Go.
I don't want no more. Your God is too much for me.
Too much.
So y'all just go. So he brought them out of Israel. They no sooner got out of Israel, they first trial. They get to the Red Sea. How soon we forget. I say we got a track record of forgetting.
Yes.
What the Lord had done for us.
Yes.
They hadn't even been out of Israel, Egypt for a year, for a day.
Man.
A couple of hours.
A few hours.
They get there and they face with a situation that they think is impossible. They forgot how God had given Pharaoh a heart and said, okay, y'all can go out of bondage. They've been in bondage over 400 years. People had died. Little ones had come up in bondage. All they knew was bondage.
Yeah.
But the Lord had delivered them. So I say all this to say that we have a track record of forgetting.
Yes.
But as the Apostle Peter said, we have to stir up our mind and bring back in remembrance the things that God has done for us.
Amen.
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 Jesus told the apostles before he departed that after he left, that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost came.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Holy Ghost is power to remember.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he said in St. John 14 and 16 that the Holy Ghost would bring all things to our remembrance.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Remembrance. In our lesson text today, in the third and the fourth verse, it's talking about, it says, knowing this first, that there should come in the last days scoffers.
Yes.
Hmm. What is scoffers?
Just to tease you about what you're preaching.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to make you take down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who are always pointing fingers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People who are saying that ain't about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make you come to break down. It says scoffers. Walking after their own flesh.
Yes.
They mock you.
Yes.
They ridicule you.
Yes.
Why are you going to that little church?
Yes.
There ain't enough people there to make a difference.
Yes. They sure will.
But I tell you that the coming of the Lord is soon and it is sure. They say that everything is the same since creation. They soon forget how Jesus came. He suffered, bled, and died on the cross.
Yes.
But like as little Hannah said, He rose on the third day.
All right.
He rose on the third day.
All right.
So everything is not the same since creation.
All right.
There has been a great flood since creation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Some people don't even they don't even get it. They don't believe that there was. They think that's just something made up.
All right.
They don't believe there was a flood. They don't believe that Noah and his family were the only people saved.
No, they don't.
They don't believe that.
They don't.
That shows you how mixed up and how hard-hearted people are these days. They are walking after their own flesh.
Yes.
But just like He destroyed creation before by the flood, and it did happen, He said the next time it's not going to be by water.
That's right.
How is it going to be?
Fire.
All right then.
Yes.
I got some witnesses.
Fire.
He said it's going to be by fire.
Yes.
He said it would melt.
Yes.
In fervent heat.
Yes.
Now people don't believe that. People don't believe. I'm telling you, when I just imagine back in the days of Noah how people were. It said that people were sinning continuously. It reminds us of today. You can't turn on the TV. You can't listen to the radio. You can't read the newspaper without hearing some real bad tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Shootings at schools.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Little boys killing sisters.
Yeah.
Family members.
Yeah.
Young people.
Yeah.
Killing their own.
Oh,
but that's what the Bible says.
Yes.
Father against son.
Yep.
Mother against daughter.
Yeah.
Family will be killing family.
That's right.
The Bible says that. It says that in the last days that that's what's going to happen. But see, people who didn't believe the flood are not going to believe that there's going to be fire. Like I was saying, people in those days, they was, like I always said, people are probably Oh, they seen the rain coming down.
Yes.
Ain't never seen rain before.
Right.
They was in a wicked condition. Probably partying, saying, "Ooh, look at this.
Yeah.
This is something, y'all.
Yeah.
This is new. This is something. Let's drink to that."
Yeah.
Let's smoke a little more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's marry. Let's give in marriages. Let's just continue on the way we were.
Hallelujah.
It ain't nothing. It'll soon pass.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It didn't stop.
It kept on raining. I can imagine the people who had money, the people who had a little status in those days, they still wasn't worried. They were on top of the mountains. Said, "Oh, it won't get us. It, surely it'll stop before it gets to us."
Yes.
Kept on raining. 20 days. I can imagine the ground had soaked up all the water it could.
Yes.
You wasn't going nowhere. The rivers was filling up. The lakes was filling up. Probably about after 20, 25, 30 days, people start getting worried. Let us in.
Yes.
Knocking on the door. 38 days. It was probably just covered.
Yes.
The people who were just hanging on, I know they had a heart of, "Lord, we should have listened to that preacher.
Yes.
We should have listened to Noah."
The old man was talking about.
But it was too late.
Too late.
It rained for 40 days and 40 nights when God destroyed everything. To segue back to our time.
Hallelujah.
The Word of God said that He was going to destroy this world by fire. You better believe it. But before He destroys this world by fire, He's coming back to get His bride.
Yes.
His bride. Amen.
Yeah.
His church. Us.
Right.
That are called by His name.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
To take us out of here.
Hallelujah.
Just like He took Noah out of the flood.
Yes.
He's taking us out of this place.
Yes.
Before He destroys it by fire.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, don't be ignorant. Don't be forgetful. Have the Spirit in you that stirs up your remembrance.
Yes.
It may seem like a long time. Like I said, when the Apostle Peter was writing this, it was just a short time since the Lord had gone away, and it was still fresh in their mind.
Yes.
It's been over 2,000 years.
Yes.
It's a lot to us.
Yes.
That's only 2 days in the Lord's time.
Hallelujah.
But it says that the Lord is long-suffering.
Yes, He is.
It's not His desire that anybody be lost.
Yes, right.
But the Word of God says that He's coming as a thief in the night. Now the Bible also says if the good man of the house had known what time the thief was coming,
yes,
he wouldn't have suffered his house to be broken.
That's right.
Now, do we know what time the Lord is coming?
No, we don't.
No man knows the time or the hour or the place.
Amen.
When He's coming.
Amen.
So it behooves all of us to get right and stay right.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy the 8th chapter, beginning at the 7th verse. Says, "For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water and of fountains and depth that springs out of the valley and hills, the lands of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where that wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herd and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage." Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't forget who brought you where you are,
right,
and who gave you what you got. People don't want to say that their hearts are lifted up and they forgot God. They'll tell you in a minute, "Oh, I believe in God." When something happens to them, first thing they call is the name of Jesus. "Help me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God."
But it says, don't let your hearts be lifted up. People, and I said, well, you say, well, Pastor, how do your heart be lifted up against Jesus? If I'm saying, I'm professing that I like him, I know him, I love him. The way you lift it up in your heart against Jesus is disobeying his word. It says, keep my commandments. Keep my word. It's easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes. Amen.
This is no, it don't take no rocket science to live for Jesus. If it did, I'd be lost. I didn't even do good in school.
Yes.
I got my diploma, but I wasn't no brainiac.
Yes.
So it don't take all of that to live for Jesus. It just takes obedience to his word. Amen. In closing, I just want to say, don't let the green grass fool you. Don't let it change your mind. It may be greener on the other side, but right here, obey the word of God.
Right.
Is where you belong.
All right.
May the Lord bless and keep you. May he lift you when you fall.
Yes.
May he hear you when you call.
Yes.
May the Lord forever hold you in the palm of his hand.
Yes.
We love you.
Thank you.
I'm planning on being in heaven. I want you to be there.
Yes.
We want to preach the truth, teach the truth, and nothing else. The Lord is coming. He's coming soon, and you can be sure of that.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.